Hello, peace people. This is The Sedge Witch bringing you another podcast episode from Who Do You Love? What we're going to talk about today is about the signs that it's time to end friendships or any type of relationship is there for, but we're going to focus on a friendship so you know what to do. Go get your pen, pencil, paper to take notes if you need to. Also, go and get your vices that you need to keep you right there in your seat and an attention to this another podcast from Who Do You Love? Thank you for rocking with me and keeping tuning in, listening to my podcast. I really appreciate, and I would like to show gratitude to all my listeners, the new ones and the ones who was with me from the beginning. Thank you a thousand. You are the reason why I keep bringing you guys this podcast, and the reason why I would love to stay consistent with my interaction here using this podcast, because needless to what you believe or think, that people are watching, people are listening. So, you know, I never thought that I would have so much feedback, but I do, and it shows. Even if you guys do not, you know, send me a email or, you know, say things under the social media pages that I have, I still feel the love because I see the numbers when I come back to review, to see how many listeners, how effective that actual episode was. So I really thank you. But without further ado, let's get into our topic. Today we're going to talk about signs that it's time to end a friendship. Now let's talk about it. Friendships. Friendships are very important in life. Like, it's important to have people that is like-minded, that is not really related to you. You can actually build friendships into family, if that makes sense. Everyone cannot choose their family. However, you can definitely choose your friends. And it's important to have those type of relationships. And it is a reflection on who you are and how you move through your life with the friends that you keep. You know the saying, birds of a feather flock together, and they really do. When you have friends, you are in this relationship to grow, you know, and to be open with these individuals. It's a relationship, but it's categorized as friendship because you and I can. It's not a kinship. It's a person that is outside that came into your life and agreed voluntarily to be a shoulder to cry on or to be there for support in any kind of way. We need friends because sometimes we don't have family to do the things that we need to do to help us elevate and vice versa. Don't have that type of relationship with our families that we're not comfortable to be our true authentic self. Normally, you should be your true authentic self unapologetically to these friends. You know, when you were younger, your mother or your father or any type of parent wanted to, if they were any type of decent ass parents, wanted to know who you're hanging out with, because friends are influential. You know, they can get you or persuade you to do stupid ass shit, like peer pressure. That's how peer pressure comes about, because you have these friends that's your peers that can pressure you to do things that you may not want to do, or do things that you need to do. You know, it's not always negative that a friend is pressuring you to do some bad shit. And this is what a lot of grown adults don't understand. Like, they actually, when it comes down to their child and friendships, like, they actually forget that they was once a child and they understood that all influences and all peer pressure is not negative. Like, they should have known that. However, we forget and we start acting and projecting your adult life onto a child's life. And it's not like that. You know, you're supposed to give your child room to grow, room to understand. Yes, you don't want your child or people who you're older than that you're around to do foolish ass shit because you already did it and you don't want to see them hurt. However, the friendship, it sometimes you get into the situation and you realize that, you know, it's time to segregate or categorize, you know, friendships with different type of people. Friendships are important because they help you grow. They teach you loyalty for other people other than your family and kinfolks. This is the power of having a friend and having friends as well. And we're going to talk about real friends. Like I mentioned, categorizing who is your real friend, you know. So it's very important to differentiate between friends. Because you don't have everyone, let's keep it a band, everyone can be a best friend. Everybody can't be those type of friends or relationship. And you shouldn't ask for that type of relationship for each and every one of, you know, individuals that you call your friends. You need to learn how to differentiate who is a real friend, who is an associate, you know, because of the loyalty and the compassion and the trust that you have for these individuals. You cannot spread yourself too thin and try to pour into all of that into each individual person, because then you don't have none left for yourself. So let's talk about real friends. Are you less separated? Are you only social media friends? Now, you have friends that you are really connected with, and friends is just there for a season, or associates of friends who is there for a little, for that type of event. It is really up to how you call friends. First of all, let's talk about how you give them that title, because it's a title. It's an honor to be someone's friend. It's an honor to be the person that they will look to for answers, for opinions, and things like that. Associate what is a true meaning of a real friend, just a social media friend, a friend of me, or a friend that is like family? How can you do that when every time, everywhere you walk around, look around, this is my friend? So how are you friends with people? I mean, you can be friends any type of way. Social media is a big outlet on how people meet friends. Hell, the social media outlet Facebook is geared towards friends, people you have on your friends list. Not so much as the rest of them. Those are people that you follow. You get what I mean? Like, these build friendships through social media. I have friends that I never met personally on social media that is more friends to me and for me than people that I call my associates or my friends. And I'm going to use friends loosely in this podcast, because it is a difference. It's a difference in the hierarchy of friends that you have. Are you social media friends? Are you frenemies instead of friends?
What is a true friend? And are you a good friend? This is the things that I want to talk about. So a lot of people on the social media platforms, they befriend people just to be, like, their intentions is not always friendly. They befriend you so they can be nosy, messy, they can tag you into BS. You know, it's not a true meaning of friends. Friends in real life and friends on social media are totally different. You can have 500, 600,000 people on your friends list, but no one knows you personally. And that is what a true friend is. A true friend, in fact, know you personally. You know what I mean? They know you. They know your boundaries. So those people on social media, they're really not your friend. And it gives us a false sense of reality of what friendships are. Just like these reality shows. That is not really a reality. It's a false sense of reality. It's a projection. Are you friends or frenemies? Hell, it's a lot of people that are really our frenemies. You might have someone in your circle that is being your friends, to being your friend to keep you close. You know, keep my friends close and my enemies closer. That they really is not your friends, but they there to plot and bring you down. They never have nothing really encouraging to say. They don't pour into you. You constantly pour into them. Anytime you share your good news, it's not really good to them. They disassociate your come up to a negative connotation or judgment. Things are like that. If you have somebody in your circle that's not rooting for you, those ones are frenemies, okay? They frenemies. They are watching you so they can take advantage, get before you, steal your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, or use shit, the truth, or things that you told them in confidentiality as a weapon once they feel like they can get you back. So be aware of that. What is a true friend? A true friend is not a yes man. A true friend is willing to put 100% into the relationship as you are putting 100% into the relationship. It should never feel like you doing more than that person. And not to take Tyler Marks, like, energy tells. Energy is a dry snitch. It's going to let you know when you overplaying your damn part as a friend, because you start feeling down and you start feeling not worthy, or you're not, or they're not worthy of you, or they not really appreciating all the time and stuff you're putting into it, and just not being a good friend. And as of you too, you need to take a step back and think about, are you a good friend to others? Are you just using people for their relationship to get to the next level in your career or in your life or whatever, your social life or whatever the case may be? Knowing these people, are you seeking some type of validation from other people? Are you a good friend? And it starts with self. Like, you got to be a good friend to yourself before you start giving out friendships to other people. That's like love. That's like everything that you do in your life. You got to be good to yourself first before you start or try to give that type of energy to other people, or it's not going to be reciprocated correctly. It's not going to dote on you the right way like you want to. You know, so you have to have all of these in mind, because it would cut off a lot of, well, I've been doing this person since 7th grade. That don't mean that motherfucker is a good friend to you while you 38. That's a long way from now. So with friendships, you have to really self-check yourself, self-check they as, and then find a balance in between. You know, we all want to keep friends. Now to the good part.